The poll book is completely off. Completely off.
Off that 30,000?
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. That poll book, why don't you look at the registered voters on there? How many registered voters are on there? Do you even know the answer to that?
No, I guess I'm trying to get to the bottom
zero.
Of this here.
Zero. There's zero.
0.0.
Zero.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I can't even get a real job anymore. I've been threatened by liberal elitists. And I can't even get a real job. They cut my hours down at the AAA spa down the street. I was working overnights. Now I can't even work that, giving sensual massages. No, I don't have sex with them. That's what you're thinking. Is that what you're thinking? No, I don't have sex with them. I'm released. That's what it's called. It's released. It's good for your health. I don't know. Did you?
Grass-fed grass, man. I get my oil pumped straight from the ground. The BP on Crossville and Crabapple. I don't know if you know, but it's like it's totally... There's no one hurt in the process. Literally right. Nothing is hurt except the oil in the process.
Like farm-to-table food. It's
That's right. Oil it's well,
to, oil
it's,
to car.
It's well to tank. Straight well to tank. It's rock to tank. We go rock to tank. That's why I don't want anybody hurt in the process.
I know my fucking limitations. I'm no Steve Gordon or whatever. It's Gorwin or Gooden or whatever his name. What's that guy? Steve?
Irwin?
Irwin. Steve Goodman. Yeah. Steve Goodwin.
It's Steve Gutenberg.
Steve Gutenberg. I'm no Steve Gutenberg. I'm not going to have two other men caring for my baby. Just letting you know that right now.
Three men and a baby.
Three men and a baby. What a fucking awful movie.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Juba 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 da da ba da ba.
Pow.
Bang, bang, boom.
Woo.
Zip, zap. Remember the old Batman?
Yes.
Bang, pow, zap. Holy Gaylord, Batman.
I love that.
I mean, listen.
They conveyed the message.
They conveyed the message. They were the, what is it, a unanimously gay duo or whatever it was?
Ambiguously.
I mean, those gay. Ambiguously gay duo. What a great cartoon that was. The Ambiguously Gay Duo on Saturday Night Live from what's his name? What was the guy? He went on to do the dog that talked, you know, the smart ass dog. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
the dog puppet.
Was it?
What was his
not
name?
Not Dana Carey.
Or no, not David Carey. What was it?
David
Carey. I think David Carey is running for sheriff's office somewhere in Louisiana. I'm David Carey. Don't mess with David Carey or you can get the fake name to the law.
I saw a submarine pull up with 257 Chinese lesbian one-armed samurais vote at 7 in the morning in Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Did you say you have a submarine pulled up?
I don't know. Did I?
I think that's what you said.
I don't know. Do you know what a submarine is? I do. I have 2 degrees from Phoenix University.
She was awful. I couldn't even watch the whole clip.
I saw a cruise ship full of Mexican homosexual underage children pull up in a vote for O'Biden and Kamala Lee Harris.
Did you mean Kamala Harris?
Kamala Lee Harris. That's her Mexican name. She's Mexican.
Couldn't take it. It's like a bad Saturday Night Live skit that was going
That's
on.
That's exactly right.
And the part that pissed me off the most is, as a guy who has voted Republican in his life at times, it pissed me off the most is that the panel of human beings that was sitting up there pretending that this lady had any kind of credibility whatsoever. It's like they were trying to take her seriously.
I know.
I thought it was just a joke. I honestly thought that we were doing a little satire there in Michigan. No. But apparently it wasn't.
She was for real, unfortunately.
I was standing there at 5:30 in the morning, and then all of a sudden, out of the ground came a worm. And that worm was like a bus. And then a bunch of people got out and voted for Joe Biden.
Did you mean Joe Biden?
Doe Biden. I don't know. Did you?
Oh, Biden.
Yes. Ma'am, can you just answer the...
I don't know. Can I? Can you? Can her? There's a whole crowd of people here that are going to verify what I have to say.
And then Juliana's like, shh. Shh. Calm down. How many of these women do you think are blowing Rudy Giuliani? Probably plenty of them.
God.
Referring to this lady who was up...
You know, Rudy Giuliani has been on this tour of state, Senate, state, you know, offices to, I don't know what he's trying to do. To
sweat be and hair color all over across the nation.
Melting like the Wicked Witch of the West yeah. all over the nation. And he's getting up in front of these state senators, and that not senators representing the state, but state senators, which are typically people that don't get paid for their job. They work like 2 to 4 weeks total a year, and they pass your state laws or our state laws here in the United States. And they're typically businessmen and lawyers and stuff like that. They want to. It's just like a it's a connection thing. They want to advance their career, further their business. It's a good idea. Yeah, why not? As a regular citizen, just kind of helping out, right?
Yeah.
So he's getting up there and he's putting on this parade of, I don't even know what, it's a clown show going on.
It is. I can't believe it's really happening.
They had a lady who was, I mean, she was out of her entire head. The lady had made no sense whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. And she was just rambling away up there talking about, I don't know, space aliens. And but every time, the funny thing was, is every time that one of the state senators would say something to her, she would just like, I don't know. Did you?
Yeah, she did.
They'd be like, ma'am, what's your name? I don't know. What's yours?
She was. She was very
so defensive. Yeah. And it's clear she was extremely inebriated. I don't know what. I mean, that looks to me like a good, I don't know, Vicodin and martini in the morning.
Yeah,
kind
her
of,
hair was
kind
of going everywhere,
her,
too.
She had her hair up in a clip, and she was like, it was a bun. She had these huge round glasses. Obviously, she doesn't need lipstick all outside the sides of her face. Looked like a Saturday Night Live skit. I'm sorry.
It totally did.
Okay, go through your legal challenges, do your stuff, whatever you're going to do. I don't, you know, I'm not interested in talking about that here on the show. We're not a political show, but
the reality, it looks bad. It's not it very
looks
good.
Bad. Like bring someone credible, like you know, right. Like can you find a teacher or something? Someone who didn't have six Xanax and their break up six Xanax in their cereal in the morning.
I don't know. Can you, Ryan?
I don't know.
Can you?
Unbelievable. She is one of these people who needs an emotional support turkey on a Delta Airlines flight.
She does. I saw that article.
This is my emotional support turkey.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't bring it.
I don't know. Can you bring it?
It's not a question.
I don't know. Are you asking me the question or are you asking you the question? Did you know that Kamie Lee Harris is Chinese and not even allowed to vote in this country? Let alone run for president of the vices.
It's so crazy. Just going back to that for a second, because has there been rampant fraud when it comes to people saying what their nationality is?
Are you kidding me?
Like Trump was on Obama about it forever, about he wasn't born here.
And Trump didn't even have half the story right, because really, Obama was an Eskimo. Right. Half Eskimo, half Hawaiian.
You are.
What? Now you are. Pass me the martini, please. Is this a thing on? Hello? I don't know. I can't even get a real job anymore. I've been threatened by liberal elitists. And I can't even get a real job. They cut my hours down at the AAA spa down the street. I was working overnights. And now I can't even work that, giving sensual massages. No, I don't have sex with them. That's what you're thinking. Is that what you're thinking? No, I don't have sex with them. I get released. That's what it's called. It's released. It's good for your health. I don't know. Did you?
Got to find someone else, Giuliani. I don't think that's your lead horse. I don't think they have anybody else.
I don't think they have anybody else.
No,
exactly.
No, come on. No. It's clear. Yeah. It's clear. Listen, I don't know. This is a topic I don't want to get into.
I don't want to get away. Yeah. This show is to get away.
This show is to get away from the political stuff. But occasionally something comes into the world of the absurd and you just have to mention it because it's just too funny. I think we can all agree, no matter who you are, that this lady was a total fucking crackpot and that she was really funny. And not in the way intended. Like she wasn't, I don't think anybody, I think Giuliani actually thought people would take her seriously. And maybe some people did. I don't know. But to me, there was no credible evidence. Emotional support turkey. That's the lady. And to answer your question that you didn't ask, but I'm just going to put words in your mouth.
You knew I was going to ask.
There are people who have been defrauding the emotional support animal shit. So,
well, I thought that might have been going a little too far because wasn't there a story a little while back with a squirrel, like emotional support squirrel?
Turkeys, and peacocks,
I remember reading that and I was like, come on. The squirrel?
I dated this girl. God bless her heart. I mean,
I know that she was just trying to, she's an animal lover and just trying to do the thing, right? She went down to one of these Central American countries where dogs are like squirrels, right? They're everywhere, right? And they just kind of eat off, they eat whatever and
on
they
the
run
streets,
around. Yeah, they're
the
not,
streets, yeah.
They're not tame. They're not wild. They just, you see them everywhere. We went to Costa Rica. We saw it, right? There's like packs of dogs just running around the streets. And, you know, one of the guys that I was with was like, don't feed them because then they're just going to follow you home. Like, you know, you don't feed them, just let them eat the scraps or whatever, which is strange to us as Americans.
Yes.
Or people who live in the United States, because we see dogs as animals to be taken care of. They're supposed to be in your house, loved and paid attention to.
They're a part of the family. There's a whole industry, billion-dollar industry devoted to.
I wish I could adopt mine. I mean, like, adopt them. So, you know, it's this thing. So I had date this girl who was living down in Central America for a period of time, kind of, you know, the hippie lifestyle, just kind of going from here to there to everywhere.
Surfing. Wearing hemp necklaces.
That's right. Trimming trees, you know, doing the whole nine yards.
Uh-huh.
And she, when she came back from Central America and her and I started dating, she had this dog that she had brought back from Central America with her, which was maybe a foot long and maybe a foot tall. And its hair was like porcupine hair.
Wire.
Like, it was
wired.
Do you remember this dog?
Yes,
yeah, it was like wired. And all it did was cry all day long. It was, didn't matter, night or day. Didn't matter what you were doing. The only way to get the dog to calm down was to literally hug it, right? You had to hug the damn dog. It had such bad anxiety, probably because it was in a pack of animals and it was like, I'm living the life.
Yeah,
and
it was taken away.
In the best interest, or at least she thought in the best interest of the dog, she kind of buddied up with the dog and they took care of each other or what. She, you know, I think the dog was sick or whatever. But she took him home and then all of a sudden the dog is like, has a certificate to fly on the plane. And I was like, really? The dog, like, don't you have to go through a process?
There is a process coming from other countries. Not with this.
Not with this.
Okay.
Not with this dog. This dog got papers. It got papers real quick. Like, you know, it took my wife 3 years to get a green card, but this dog had papers tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. And then she would fly with the dog. And the dog, if you got stuck next to this dog, you would just go absolutely apeshit. The dog would cry all day and all night long. It was really weird. It was a strange dog. And while I grew somewhat fond of it, I was wondering why it was just wouldn't shut up, right? That was kind of my thing. It's like, you really just won't be quiet. Nothing I did. Nothing I did. And I wasn't the one who could hug it and make it go quiet. You know, the girl that I was dating was. So she had to be in the room. Well, then one time she left me for like 2 months with the damn
That's
dog.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit, what am I going to do now with the damn dog? Like, you know, you took off to wherever and now I got to give what? And anyway, it worked out. But it was apparent to me at that moment that even though I understood that the dog couldn't be left alone down under the plane, that there was clearly fraud that was going on in this industry. So we're talking about like bringing on an emotional support animal. Handing someone a piece of paper that says, I need this dog to comfort me through my flight.
Mm-hmm.
But what people have been doing is they've been taking on all kind of animals to comfort them through the flight.
Yes. They've,
and the list that I read, now it's against the law, right? They've changed the laws or the whatever, the regulations. I don't even know what I don't even know if there's a law, but just regulations.
Yeah.
For flying.
And it must be law.
It shall be law. You can no longer take your peacock on the plane. What's a plane? Is that one of those newfangled things that keeps ice cold? I've got an ice box. It's literally a box for ice. Stop by the BP. Come on down.
I'm
pumping your oil for you.
It says full service.
Full service. I'm pumping the oil and I'm refining it right here. Drop your car off on Tuesday. By December, you'll have a gallon.
Hipsters would do that.
That's what, of course they would. Grass-fed grass, man. I get my oil pumped straight from the ground. The BP on Crossville and Crabapple. I don't know if you know, but it's like it's totally... There's no one hurt in the process. Literally nothing is hurt except the oil in the process.
Like farm to table food. It's
that's right.
Oil,
it's well,
oil
it's
to car.
It's well to tank. Straight well to tank. It's rock to tank. We go rock to tank. That's how I don't want anybody hurt in the process. I don't want any of those dangerous machines running oil all over the place. Dude, I got a solution.
We're going to drill a hole as far as we can. When the, you know, when it becomes bubbling up like the Beverly Hillbillies, we'll take it. We'll do whatever we do with it. Put it in the car.
It's organic.
That's right. I don't want my
rain. Organic
I don't,
gas.
I don't want my rain. Organic grass-fed gas. Grass-fed grass. I don't want my Range Rover hurting any more people than need be. Right. My dad will be pissed. Gave me that for my 38th birthday. You'll excuse me. I have a first-class flight to Italy. I've got to take. Teaching some students over there how to...
With your emotional support, yeah. I am all...
How to make sunflower cheese. It's my life's passion. I'm staying at the Ritz. If anybody needs me, I'll be staying at the Ritz. So the list is like turkeys, peacocks, squirrels, snakes, frogs, turtles, fish. I mean, I was reading this article. It was crazy the things that people were trying to get by on. And it literally said that one lady last year was denied boarding on a flight because she had an emotional support peacock. A peacock. And she bought an extra seat for it in comfort. Like,
can you imagine if you looked over? That's like out of Airplane, the movie, like where you look over, there's a full-blown peacock in the chair next to the woman.
Just like all spread out, like it's colorful. Little. Those things are mean too. I don't know if you've ever seen a peacock in the wild. You don't want to fuck with one of those things. They're mean.
I haven't in the wild.
What's that?
Zoos. I haven't seen a peacock in the wild.
Well, I went to this. That's what I consider the wild. In the zoo. It's a wild to me, okay? It's as far as I'm venturing off into peacock territory. But I did catch a couple turkeys in my yard.
Oh, yeah, the turkeys will come around. Those can be mean, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, listen, I'm all about nature, and I'm all about saving the earth and all that other stuff, and I love animals. I one time in Amelia Island took an hour and a half long detour to save a seabird, right?
Aww.
That had gotten chemicals on it. Aww. And it was having a bad reaction to the chemicals that were being spilled from the nuclear power plant nuclear submarine base down the road. So I took it an hour and a half out of the way to this sanctuary so this lady could help, you know, save it. I just can't take it, like seeing animals hurt. However, I know my fucking limitations. I'm no Steve Gordon or whatever, it's Gorwin or Gooden or whatever his name. What's that guy? Steve?
Irwin.
Steve Goodwin. Yeah. Steve Goodwin.
It's Steve Gutenberg.
Steve Gutenberg. I'm no Steve Gutenberg. I'm not going to have two other men caring for my baby. Just letting you know that right now.
Three men and a baby.
What a fucking awful movie.
I loved it though when I was younger, but now looking back,
it was a little
weird.
I think it was.
Yeah. No one knew who the dad was. Say they all three raised.
That's right. We're laughing because our sound tiles here at the office are
one fell.
It's okay. Ted Danson, Steve Gutenberg, and Magnum PI together raising a baby.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Today you call that downtown Miami, but back then it was a novice. Trust me. There was nothing. So anyway, so they passed this law and now you can't bring those. You can only bring dogs on, and the dogs have to be well behaved and they have to be able to fit under the seat and they have to be able to be leashed to something, I guess, to the seat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And what one of the real big problems was, apparently, is that what really tipped this edge, this one particular case, where someone brought a pot-bellied pig onto the pot-bellied pig onto the plane, and the pot-bellied pig had an accident, was like freely roaming up and down the and just was shitting all along the aisle.
Oh my!
And they had to land the plane because it was just so bad.
Right.
Like
people,
do you remember that one case? Like maybe it was like 2 years ago on like a Spirit Airlines or something, that the pilot had to land the plane because someone had taken a shit in the plane and the smell was so bad that it was making people sick, literally.
No.
Can you imagine like being on a plane where someone literally stunk up the joint and you had to land somewhere else?
Yeah, I guess the air. I mean, it's all sealed up.
Recycle. Yeah, where is it going to go? No fart fan on the plane. But I thought it all gets sucked out and then spit out.
I don't know.
When I was a teenager, or when I was a young teen, like 12 or 13, someone convinced me that they just threw the shit out. just dump the shit out the plane. It would fly. Occasionally, it would come from the sky.
I've heard of that, too.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, when I was like 12 or 13 years old, and it would, you know, sometimes it's sunny and then it's raining, right? I would always think that it was because a plane was peeing on me.
Because the plane was what?
Peeing on me. I got plane piss coming down on me. But that is not true. It goes into a store tank, unless there's an emergency, in which case they can dump it, but they have to get permission to do so first. So just to let you know, tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, and you can watch all of the YouTube videos from there. You can go to our YouTube channel, The Commercial Break Podcast, on YouTube. And we've been getting...
And I started a new Instagram account.
Yeah, she started a new Instagram account called TCB Chrissy. Yeah, that's right. And then our show account is at The Commercial Break. And then you can go find my personal account there, too. I can't remember what it is right now, so sorry about that.
Like Brian
TCB.
W. Green.
I think I'm going to start a new one called TCB Brian. And that way we have TCB Chrissy and TCB Brian. But I want to explain something to you. Usually we're pretty fresh and funny on the show, but I want to get a little bit serious for just a minute, if you don't mind, Chrissy.
Sure, take it down a notch.
Take it down a notch. Everyone calm down. Brian's going to talk to the class. We are rounding the corner towards 60,000 listeners, which is amazing.
That's crazy. Cheers.
Cheers. Congratulations. We got Brian. Our Christmas mugs. We're ready to go. There you go. All right. Take a little sip. That is good. Actually, that tastes like piss. That is cold tea. Cold tea, and I forgot to put sugar in it, so it just tastes like cold piss. So we've passed 50,000 listeners. We're rounding the corner towards 60 very quickly. We have literally tens of thousands of people listening. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We know that an hour of your day is important, because we know it's how hard it is to find an hour in the day to do this. So we understand that. We appreciate you listening. And we love
unless you're listening while you sleep.
That's right. Unless you're putting your children to bed with the commercial break.
You didn't really have to carve out time. Yeah,
don't worry about it. Just put it on. The numbers still count. It still counts. Yeah. Still counting it toward the 60,000. But we've been blown away. And you know, we used to talk about like where people were listening and stuff like that. Yes. Way back at the beginning, we would like highlight that someone, oh my God, we got a person listening from Germany or a person. We have long since gone by all that. 143 countries listen to us on a regular basis. It's just crazy. And thank you. And we love you. And whoever you happen to be, you share our sensibility and that you find some joy out of the program that we do. One of the things, Christine, and I have discussed is how we broaden the show, how we make it bigger, how we do the sound tiles are just falling all around the studio. Well, that didn't work so well. How we broaden the show, how we make it bigger, how we do more of it, how we provide more content. And we're going to do that in 2021. We have a plan to do that. Yep. Maybe even a plan to come see you in your hometown. But one of the things that we would really like, it's not a disappointment. I think it's more of a want, is that we would like to be more, we'd like you to be more involved in the show. You, the listeners, more involved with the show, engaged with the show. While we have tens and tens of thousands of people listening, the truth is, just in full transparency, we get feedback and we get people that reach out and contact us, but it doesn't happen as often as you would think with as many people that as are listening. Mm-hmm. And so we'd like that. We really would. So we're asking two things of you. I'm asking two things of you. Chrissy's just along for the ride.
I'm asking two.
We're asking two things of you. Yep. One, write us. Let us know what you like or you don't like about the show. Ask us a question. We're going to do a regular segment in 2021 that you can ask us anything and we'll answer it on the show. info@tcbpodcast.com. info@tcbpodcast.com. Number two, while we have almost 60,000 people that have listened, a Georgia Dome worth of listeners at this point, like a big old stadium worth of listeners, we've got 75 Instagram followers.
Right.
And I only don't know like seven of them, right? I mean, it's that. And I understand that when you're listening to the show, it's not the first thing on your mind to go to Instagram. So I get it that it takes a little bit of effort to go there.
But as an incentive for that, we're going to be posting a lot more
content,
behind the scenes stuff, a lot more personal things with both Brian and I, and bloopers, outtakes. We should have been filming the tile.
We should have been filming the tile that just fell and almost killed my goldfish over there. And Chrissy's right. So we're going to start producing content specifically for Instagram. I'm talking about Instagram specifically. We can't be on all social media channels at one time. So we're talking about Instagram. Mm-hmm. We'd love it if we could see that number 75 raised to like 125, like 50 of you. Can 50 of you follow us? If for nothing else, so we can get you engaged in the show. We think of it as our show, mine, Chrissy's, and yours.
We're also going to do giveaways.
We are going to do giveaways.
Mm-hmm. Related to the stories.
Henry Fonda's willing to give away a date.
Henry Fonda, yes.
We're going to give you a
DD. We're going to have an auction for Henry Fonda.
A DD canter. A scrotier. We're going to have a scrotier come to your house. So the point is, I think, there's going to be a lot of things to enjoy about the Instagram account. And if you would shout back at us, we certainly would appreciate it. Just so, you know, we can get you more involved in the show. I'd also like to do phone calls coming up in 2021. I'm sure that'll be a fucking train wreck, but we can, since I can't technically figure out anything, but, like, but we can certainly try. So our plea to you is, can we get you more engaged outside of the show? We know you're listening. We see you out there. We can tell by the numbers. There are tons of people that are listening, or at least in our mindset. Do you remember like when we first started and 100 people, like we, like when we got to 100 people after three weeks,
we were
so excited. So excited. And I'm still so excited about every listener. Like, I'm like, oh my God, we got to, you know, we grew week over week. And also I'm still so excited. I just don't like to talk about it a lot. Cause I find it, you know,
it's hard to self promote. Constantly.
That's true. That's the other thing is it's hard to self promote. So we try and just kind of tuck it in a way in the corner and say, you know, it's a commercial break. And, so we'd love it if you could get engaged. That's our plea. That's our Christmas plea to you.
Our Christmas wish.
Yes. Our Christmas wish. We're asking Santa Claus and you listeners. Hit us up at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Chrissy on Instagram, TCB Brian on Instagram. Brian's with a Y, Chrissy's with a Y also.
And a K. And a K.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It could be spelled the other way.
Cammy Lee Harris.
I think she literally said Cammy Lee Harris at one point in the thing.
That's so weird.
Speaking of Instagram, there is a YouTube, Instagram, social media sensation, Gabby DeMartino. Are you familiar with this lady? I'm not too familiar with her either. She's one of these, you know, beautiful women that's out there on Instagram and YouTube making content, and she's quite the star. I think she makes a good living doing this, building, you know, doing a YouTube show or
like, what does she do? Cook or
no
beauty stuff?
Talks. Or, okay, yeah.
Just talks.
Talking, having fun, hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I didn't get that too much into it. What I was reading about, listen to this. Are you ready for this setup? Gabby, take a deep breath. Gabby goes on her social medias and she says, I want to show you, she says, I want to show you something funny. I don't wear any underwear to bed, or something along those lines, right? She posts something that says, you know, I don't wear any underwear to bed. You want to see? Go here. And she asked them to go to Patreon and pay $5 to see this particular video that she's going to put on, right? Now you can imagine, it's a beautiful young girl, a YouTube sensation, probably has lots of guy fans out there and girl fans.
People are jumping on that.
Sure, when, you know, nudity sells. There's lots of people, right? To get on that OnlyFans and that Lonely Fans.
Oh, yes, it wasn't Patreon.
It was Lonely Fans. It was Lonely Fans. That's what it was. It was OnlyFans. Lonely Fans. It was OnlyFans. So she encourages people to go pay this $5. And when they go and they pay the $5, what they see is a video of young Gabby, not sure what age, but certainly under the age of 13, right? I didn't see the video. It's since been pulled down, nor would I look at the video after the description.
Yeah.
But under the age of 13 is how it was described, a young girl, right? And she is running around the yard in a sundress, and her dad is filming her with a video camera or a phone or whatever. And as she turns to the camera, she lifts her dress up, and she has no underwear on. And how it's described in the article is between 15 and 20 seconds of her flashing the camera, right?
Okay.
So here's the rub.
Jesus, so this was like a home video.
Home video of her. She's posting a home video of her.
She was younger,
showing her vagina to the camera.
Being funny, not really knowing, whatever.
Well, I mean, listen, she's young and, you know, sometimes kids don't wear underwear. It happens. They run around in all states of undress, right? Just like some adults.
But that's pretty sick that this woman did that then to get money. Like, did she need money for Christmas coming up?
I guess. I don't know. Hey. This is the part that is fucking crazy, is that she did not tell people what they were getting themselves into.
into. And she encouraged
the
them
joke.
To then go download child porn, essentially.
Yeah, gosh.
Now, I think the description of child porn is actually when you're doing that, like, you know, showing the naked body in a sexualized way. But regardless, no one needs to see someone, some strange girl, young girl. So now
they wanted to see current, Gabby.
They wanted to see the current vagina, yeah, not the old vagina. Yeah, they wanted to see the of age vagina. Now, yes. I'm assuming that's what they wanted to see,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it brings up an interesting question. Like I was reading all these attorneys were like, you know, she essentially aided and abetted into hundreds of thousands of people downloading child porn.
That's awful.
She encouraged them to do it. And
knew what she was doing.
Yes. So it brings up an interesting question for me. And that's the rise of the YouTube star, the rise of the Instagram star, the rise of the TikTok star, which is certainly where we're at in the...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, Netflix and, you know, the people who make movies, all the large movie production companies and the still ABCs, NBCs, CBSs, AMCs, all those of the world still have a lot of control over the video content out there in the world. But there's this whole other medium, this whole other way to get to people where you cut out all that bullshit and you can just literally be a person who becomes famous almost overnight.
Absolutely. Justin Bieber was a breakout YouTuber.
That's right.
I think Adele was as well.
Adele certainly was. Yeah, she was singing in her bathrobe.
Yeah, there's quite a few singing stars in her bathrobe who have become really
someone
big
was
from
videotaping her from the window. And... In my hometown.
That's like Celine Dion.
No, Celine Dion. Celine Dion's a powerhouse singer, I'll tell you what. Sometimes I have to put on a little Celine Dion to wake me up in the morning.
Wherever
you are. Love that man she married. That old man with the gray beard.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. What's his name?
He was French.
He had a female name, didn't he?
Yeah,
he was like Josui.
Josui.
Like Josephine was Josui Chausson. He was a French guy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Maxwell? I can't remember his name. Yeah, but he was her manager. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, okay. So this rise of the TikTok and the YouTube star, you can literally become famous overnight.
Yes. Because you're direct to the public.
That's right. You're direct to the public. You cut out the middleman, just like we're doing on YouTube, right? Yeah. We'd love it if a million people started watching our videos. Not going to happen overnight, but a million people started watching our videos. But I it's just like, how desperate do you have to be for money? Mm-hmm. How dumb do you have to be about just the way of the world? Or how starved for attention do you have to be to put that kind of video online and be charging people for it? I mean, I understand she wanted to give people like a cute, she said, I want to give people a cute, funny moment that happened behind the scenes, right? Something that happened when I was young, but like throwing your vagina up there when you're 10 years old is not exactly the surprise everyone was hoping for.
No.
It's a surprise, but it's a real big fucking surprise, right?
Yeah.
And
does she get in trouble? What's happening?
Don't know. That's a great question. I think this just happened a couple of days ago. So I don't know. There are a lot of attorneys out there saying that this is big trouble.
Yeah.
Right. She did something that was absolutely out of bounds, took it, you know, whether or not the authorities see it as what she sees it as, which is just an innocent, fun joke that she was playing on everybody. But then, you know, there's no guardrails on any of this either. That's the thing.
Yeah. What would they do to... Yeah, I mean, because especially if people are paying, you can do all kinds of things on those sites.
Sure.
I mean.
It's like this girl.
But there has to be some kind of child porn restriction.
Oh, absolutely. We can't.
But it's some kind of gray area because it was like a home movie and it was innocent.
I guess.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, back in the 1970s, there was a big hoopla, hoobububub. About, or maybe it was the early 80s, about,
Brooke Shields?
Brooke Shields. That's right. You
we're finishing each other's songs.
The Blue Lagoon, right? Yes. Which is a movie probably a lot of people have seen. I've seen it. I don't know if I've seen the director's cut of it, but I've seen it. And I remember seeing it as a younger man, because it came out back in the 80s. And it's all it is two young teenagers, Brooke Shields being one of them, basically for the first half of the movie, running around naked, falling in love with each other in different stages of life. So it's kind of like they follow them through this 5 years of them stuck on this island. Stuck on the island and they're naked, right? That's just it. They're naked. And so there's a big to do. But that movie was a pretty popular movie at the time and still shows on television today. Like I guess that's okay because they're not showing them in some kind of erotic intention. But then Brooke Shields' mom at the age of 11 did a asked a famous photographer
yes.
to do a series of photo shoots.
I heard that.
Bathtub with her dressed up and makeup on, undressed with makeup on, you know, making yes. her up to look like a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen the pictures. I don't know what they entail, but I've read the articles, yep. right? And apparently this is like a big hoopla at the time. Like, oh my God, you're dressing your daughter up like a woman and then you're putting her out there in the nude for everybody to see. And the argument was, what? She's just a girl. I mean, she's like, we're all born naked. Like, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
The big deal is, I think the big deal is, first of all, Brooke Shields had no facilities to make a rational decision about whether or not she wanted to be forever enshrined right. in she the nude know. As a made up like a woman at 11 years mm-hmm. old. And the other thing is that regardless of whether or not it's erotic or not, it's just like a little bit fucking, not a little bit, it's a fucking creepy.
Yeah, it is.
And I have a daughter now and I think about this and uh-huh. I'm like, I would never put my daughter in any kind of position no. like that. And, you know, like Matthias runs around the pool and stuff like that, right? And he takes off his pants, stuff like that. We're real aware of like taking videos and pictures
right.
in that. Not because yes. we think we're going to get in trouble, because I don't want to get out anywhere. I don't yeah, want someone exactly. hacking my phone and getting exactly. into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what's going to happen to this girl, Gabby, but it makes me think about the rise of the YouTube star and how quickly people get famous and what they do with that fame, or what they do for that fame mm-hmm. very quickly. Of course, Kim Kardashian, you know, she became famous because she had a sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone. They all became... Sylvester Stallone was a porn actor before he was a porn actor. Am I right about this?
I think
I'm right
so.
About this.
Are you?
I think he was a porn actor
really?
Before he became a real actor.
That needs to be verified.
Maybe that was Tom Cruise.
That needs to be
I'm
verified.
Not sure. Jim Carrey?
No.
No?
No. Very few people Manny go Patinkin. From porn
Manny Patinkin.
To become major Hollywood stars.
Paris Hilton. Kim Kardashian.
No, but I mean like movies. And I mean,
you mean like porn movies?
No, I mean, very few people go from being a porn star to being
an
a major
actress.
Movie star.
I'm sure there's been a few of them.
Very few.
Because
you're kind of...
Who's the lady who was in Trading Places?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wasn't she a porn star?
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. We're going to have to
Farrah
follow
Fawcett?
This up. No.
No?
No.
Peter Fonda.
No, there have been some that have like Playboy or something.
Oh, yeah.
That,
Playboy's like,
you know, and then went on to become.
They used to be like a rite of passage, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, you just be on Playboy and that's it. Yeah. I wonder if there have been any like, besides an occasional cameo, mm-hmm. right? Because Jenna Jameson right. and, you know, what's it, Ron Jeremy and all them, they did.
Yes.
I wonder if there have ever been any porn stars that have become mainstream actors or actresses.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom. I mean, she made quite the...
I can't believe you watched that show.
Oh my God. I fucking love that show. Still watching that show. It's such bad television. And I know that there's a lot of other guys that watch this show because they have secretly told me so. They have said, you know what? don't tell anybody. I love fucking Teen Mom. Teen Mom 2.
You've loved that show for years.
Forever.
Now.
Since it came out. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Specifically for the reason that I did not want to get
hooked
sucked
on it.
In. Yeah. I was like, I'm just not going to watch it.
There's something, MTV, again, does this great job of making real life
yes.
interesting. Like the most boring of things interesting, because people's lives really are interesting, but they just know how to edit it the right way.
Yes.
Right? And now these people are famous and it's beyond the... they've broken the fourth wall, the third wall, whatever, fifth wall, whatever it is. They've broken it, and now they're famous, and it's like dealing with the... It's like looking in a double mirror. It's kind of crazy, because the reality is that they became famous because of the show, and now mm-hmm. the show is about them being famous because of the show that they mm-hmm. did that made them famous.
Yeah.
So it's like this double... You know, I don't
it
know
is.
What you call it. It's like
yeah.
a,
and
a spy
I don't think,
games or something.
I mean, everybody thinks they want to be a star, but I don't think... People are really ready for it in a lot of cases.
Do you want to be a star? Would you want to be a star? Let's say TCB. I mean, listen. Okay, so 60,000 people listening to the commercial break, right? It's a Georgia Dome worth of people.
Yeah.
Georgia Dome is a, whatever. Take your local professional stadium, whichever one is closest to you, and it's about that many people. That's how many people are listening.
Yeah.
So
I'd love to be a star in that sense of that it's specifically for the podcast. It's centered around the podcast.
Interesting.
Not necessarily that like paparazzi are following me.
No, people are trying to do stuff. I don't want any of that. But sometimes that stuff comes hand in hand. Like sometimes you don't that's not for you to dictate. If people are really interested in what goes on in and outside of whatever entertainment, you know, module you happen to be in.
So it could be kind of fun, like just trying to disguise yourself. I love wigs, and so that would be a great excuse.
I dress up like a woman and just walk around.
That would be a great excuse to get a bunch of different wigs.
What if you got like a bald wig?
experiment with different makeup and clothes and masks. Mask are the perfect time.
That's right. And now yourself. I think forever and ever it's going to be okay to wear a mask.
Sunglasses, mask, right. Hats, yep. Wigs. I think I'd like it.
It used to be that the only people you'd see wearing the masks were Asian people that typically were tourists walking around with the masks on.
Because they were used to it from all the
other stuff. It's considered, actually, it's considered quite polite that when you're sick or it's flu season that you wear a mask so that it doesn't spread around and get everybody else sick. So look at these wonderful human beings over there taking care of each other, right? And then, but everyone, including myself, would think it was a little bit strange when in the middle of the summer, there's a group of people that are walking around your town with masks on. It'd be like, oh, you're at Disney World and there's like a whole, you know, crowd of people with masks. I'd be like, what are those people wearing surgical masks for?
Right. Now we know.
Are they all sick or do they know something we don't know? Well, now I think forever and ever, it's going to be okay to wear a mask.
I know. It's I'm totally getting into it too, of the different colors and patterns and designs.
I'm embracing it. Yeah. Yeah. And I actually even like it when I'm going, you know, I've been to a few like meetings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it because then, you know, people can't see my face.
It's like a poker face.
Yeah. It's like a poker face. I'm just
definitely wear it to like a negotiation.
Yes. Here's my favorite thing about masks is that I can talk to myself like I normally do and no one knows anymore. No one knows anymore. You talk to yourself?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, sure. Doesn't everybody a little bit?
No, that's the most amazing thing that I've learned in the year of 2020, the year of our Lord, 2020.
Like, are you saying talk out loud to yourself? Because you're always talking to yourself in your head.
But that's not true. Some people don't. What? And this is the most amazing thing that I have learned in the year of 2020 is that some people have a voice in their head and others do not. Does that not seem absolutely outrageous to you?
I don't see how you could do that, though. You have to, because if you even just want to get out of bed in the morning, you have to tell yourself, I got to go to this meeting. I got to get out of the bed.
I am telling you that scientifically, at least not scientifically, then not inside your head. Scientifically, they went in my eyeball and they put a little microphone. And there's this other guy. I might as well put a tinfoil hat on right now. I'm gonna make a Faraday cage for my head. Hello. It's me.
He's talking to himself in there.
Hello. Hello. It's me, Brian, the inside Brian. It's the inside Brian. There was an article. Because it all started with a question on the internet. Someone asked a question on the internet. Don't you hate it when your inside voice won't shut up? And some people responded, I don't have an inside voice. And it was like, that's bullshit. Everyone has an inside voice.
Yeah, I feel like they were joking.
But then thousands of people responded, I don't have an inside voice. Huh. I don't have an inside voice. How do you not have an inside voice?
I mean, I think some people's are louder and talk more than others, but I feel like everybody's gonna have some people's outside voices. Something that tells you to, if you are caught in a decision of any kind, you have to tell yourself
yeah, what to do.
I mean,
I go so far as to practice phone calls. I know people do this. Like, I'm not the only one, right? Practice phone calls. I practice meetings. Mm-hmm. I practice conversations before I have them. Yeah. I'm prepared. Look, I practice the podcast before we do it, and I still can't get it. I still sound like a fucking moron. Do you have an inside voice? There's a good question to ask now that we're asking people to get engaged. I'm going to put this on the Instagram too. Do you have an inside voice? I want to hear from you if you do or you don't have an inside voice. I will venture a guess that some people are going to respond that they do not have an inside voice.
because I read it in an article.
But their inside voice will have told them to write that. They don't have an inside voice.
But they can't hear it. That's okay. The thing. They don't hear it. They're not aware of it. Maybe it's a self-awareness thing is really what it is.
Maybe we should start a retreat.
An inside voice retreat?
An inside voice retreat.
Welcome to the inside voice retreat. I'm your inside voice. I'm your inside voice, Brian Green. What if you just like walked into the room and then we had like speakers everywhere and no one was standing up? Welcome to the Inside Voice Retreat. I'm your host, the Inside Voice. You're going to sit down. You're going to look at the person next to you and she is ugly, isn't she? And then you're going to turn back around to try and find the host. Oh, it's not there because it's your inside voice. You have a booger. Do you have a booger?
Bra's my smell.
Yeah. Does this bra make me look fat? info@tcbpodcast.com. I'd like to hear whether or not you have an inside
or
voice.
Instagram. Just go ahead and go to the Instagram site.
The commercial break. Instagram yes. site at the commercial break. So here's what we're gonna do. Okay. At the commercial break, we'd love to hear from you on Instagram. info@tcbpodcast.com is where you can email. Answer us the question. Do you have an inside voice? Yes. We'd love to see some responses. Ask us a question. Ask us anything. You want to hear something on an upcoming show? You can write us there too.
Would you like to come to our retreat?
Would you like to come to our inside voice retreat? Because I'm your host, Inside Voice. make sure you go and you join the break room in the year of our Lord 2020, in the year of our Savior 2021.
It's the countdown. Forget the countdown on New Year's Eve. I'm counting down now.
To the vaccine.
Right now. Yeah. To the end of this year.
To the end of this year.
At least.
Amen. God bless. I think we have like 20, what do we have? Like 27 days, 25 days, whatever it is. Yeah. We have very few days to go and I cannot. Yes. Wait, just to turn the corner, just to get a fresh start.
I think everybody's going to really party this New Year's.
Well, I mean, we're going to party by ourselves.
In isolation.
Yeah, in isolation. My inside voice is going to go quick. I'm inviting my inside voice to the celebration.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm doing.
I love your inside voice.
My inside voice
is super
so
cool.
Aw, thanks. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Yeah. He's a lot cooler than
I am. He calls me sometimes. We talk.
Do you think my inside voice is literally texting you sometimes? Because I'm like practicing a conversation and I'm like, it's hard to believe that someone would not have an inside voice. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Some people don't. So anyway, tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes there and you can watch all of the YouTube videos. We'd love if you do that. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You get notifications when new episodes drop, typically midnight every Tuesday morning. And let's do it. Let's get an Instagram page going, guys.
Yes. You,
everyone, let's get an Instagram page going.
We want this to be our show.
We're on the way to 125 Instagram followers.
Woo! Do the woo.
I don't have the woo already. I'll do it like, You see, when I'm playing a song, it's hard to put the woo in there, too. It's just a whole thing.
Oh, yeah,
the board has its limitations.
The board.
It's wonderful. The board. This board is the third member of the show, right? It's also responsible for... 75 times we've had to redo the show.
I think that's user error.
User error? I wish my inside voice would have
told me that.
Until next time, I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.